saw on the Plakis 2 days in Tosis when Besdin is required. First day in Tosis held that Besdin is only required by Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and that's why the Gioris who was Tovel in Idosa at night without a Besdin, that she had already been Mekabel Mitzvahs in front of a Besdin, and the Tefillah does not really need Besdin, except L'chachim, but it's not Ma'akiv by the Tefillah. And the second day in Tosis is that Besdin is Ma'akiv by the Tefillah. But Miloy Tov L'Niduso, Miloy Tov L'Kiryo, that since it was an Anan Sahadeh, that he was, that she or he was Tovel, so it's as if there was a Besdin there. Ki'ilu, Tosis says, Ki'ilu Ro. And but Besdin is ma'akid by the tefillah, and then Tosis asks a kasha, but tefillahs nidas balayla, emad bilin ger balayla. So Tosis says, if we learn that the din of mishpat is only going on the kabbalas mitzvahs, so and that's the reason. So then you need kabbalas mitzvahs by yoyim, and the tefillah, it's only the chatchila to have a Besdin, so Balayla b'di'evin, it's going to be okay. But if we learn that, like the second Teretz in Tosfos, that Mishpat is also going on the Tefillah, so then how could the Tefillah's Nida Balayla, how could that work? Because Din, Mishpat, cannot be Balayla. So we saw the Maharam in Wittenberg gave one answer. He gave is that Tefillah would have a status of Gemar Din, and Gemar Din is Kosher Balayla. So even though there is a requirement of Besdin by the Tefillah, but Balayla is going to be Kosher because it's Gemar Din. The reason why Tosis didn't give this Teretz, why didn't Tosis? Tosis didn't think of that Teretz. Tosis could not have given this Teretz. Anybody know why? Why Tosis could not give this Teretz, that Tefillah has a status of Gemar Din, and therefore it's kosher balayla, because of the other tosis on daf memvava mebeis. What?
He thinks oha.
No. That's only according to Yehuda. No. We're going now. Ain that you need la halacha. You need both the you need mila, tefila, kabbalas mitzvahs. Tosis on daf memvava mebeis. Ain madbilin ger balayla. Tosis says the mishpat siv bei afal pisha kvar mol choshiv leik yitchilas din. Tosis holds that Tefillah is Tchilas Din. It's not Gemar Din. Even though by a man who's Megaya, he did Mila already, he started the process, but still Tefillah has a status of Tchilas Din, and therefore it has to be Vayoy. He disagrees on that Nekuda, whether Tefillah is Gemar Din or Tchilas Din. Right? I'm just pointing this out now. We're going to discuss this tomorrow. The whole Shir tomorrow is going to be on Tchilas Din, Gemar Din, Laila, Yom, but just since we learned the Tosis, and Tosis left off with the Kasha, that's because Tosis is Lishitosai, that he holds that Tefillah is Tchilas Din, and therefore it really should have to be by Yom, and Laila is possible. So the question is, what is the Machlokes between these 2 days in Tosis? First day in Tosis is that Besdin is required only for Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Mi'ika Din, right? And it's by Tefillah, it's L'chatchila. And the second day is that it's required even for Tefillah. Right? What's the Machlokes? Anybody? Anybody have a Svara? What the Nekuda Sa Machlokes is? Yeah?
Does it mean that the meal was done before
Besdin? What?
Does it mean that the Mila was done with the
Mila? Mila, we'll have to see. We're not even discussing Mila over here. It's not discussed. We'll discuss that separately about whether Mila needs Besdin. But Lichayr, if Tefillah doesn't need Besdin, Mila also doesn't need Besdin. This is only the Kabbalah Smitzis needs Besdin, according to the first day in Tosis. The second day in Tosis that says that Tefillah also needs Besdin, then we have to see, what about Mila? Does Mila also need Besdin like Tefillah? Or maybe Tefillah needs Besdin, but not Mila? That's not in our discussion right now. The question is whether Besdin is Ma'akiv only by Kabbalah Smitzis, right? Or is Besdin ma'akev by other acts of the other acts of the gerus, like the tefila and possibly the mila as well. So I thought there's a number of possibilities how to explain this machlokes. One possibility is whether the first day in Tosis, it depends what Kabbalah's mitzvah is. If Kabbalah's mitzvah, the first day in Tosis holds, Kabbalah's mitzvah is the ikur of gerus. That's the essence of gerus. It's a maisa gerus, and it's the ikur maisa gerus. So that requires bezdin. That's where mishpat was said. Masha'en kein, mila and tvila are also maisa gerus, but they're not the ikur. The ikur of the gerus is the Kabbalah's mitzvah. Logically, we realize that the ikur of gerus is Kabbalah's mitzvah, where the Torah says you can't just become a ger through Kabbalah's mitzvah. You have to go through the actions of mila and tefillah. But the ikur is Kabbalah's mitzvah, so therefore mishpat only applies by Kabbalah's mitzvah. Masha'enka in the second day in Taisis holds that tefillah is also an ikur of the gerus. And tefillah is also hukash l'mishpat, possibly mila as well. And that we don't know in Taisis what he would hold about the mila. But that's one possibility, that the first day in Taisis holds the ikur maisa gerus is the Kabbalah's mitzvah, and therefore besins required there. And the second day in Taisis holds, no, it's not just Kabbalah's mitzvah. Is tefillah is also an ikur maisa gerus, and therefore mishpat is required. Mishpat is required. Now, whether Kabbalah's mitzvah is a maisa gerus, is it a maisa gerus? And we're saying now that according to the first day of Tosis, it's the ikur maisa gerus. That itself is a question. There's a hakira about that. Is Kabbalah's mitzvah the maisa, part of the maisa gerus, or Kabbalah's mitzvah is something else? What else could it be if not a maisa gerus?
Prerequisite.
A tnai. It could be that Kabbalah's mitzvah is a tnai, it's a prerequisite, but it's not actually part of the Maisa Gerus, right? And this is where Baruch Be'er points this out, Birka Shmuel points this out, but it really comes before, there's a Shita Mekubetzes in Ksuvis, Daf Yud Aleph, that who asked the Kasha by Ger Kotten, right? By Ger Kotten, the halacha is that we can do a gerus, bezdin can be matbil a cotton, but there's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So how can you make him into a ger? And the Shidim Begubetzes answers that where do you require Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Where it's possible. By a ger cotton who has no das, it's not possible to do Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So, lichayra, if Kabbalah's mitzvahs is a maisa gerus, is an absolutely critical maisa gerus. So how can you do gerus on a cotton without kabbalas mitzvahs? But if it's a tnai, it's a prerequisite. So then the prerequisite applies where it's shayach. But by a cotton where it's not shayach, kabbalas mitzvahs. So then that tnai, that ikuv that prevents the gerus from occurring. In other words, it's an ikuv in the gerus. That the gerus can't occur. That's only when it's shayach. But if it's not shayach, it doesn't apply. And that's what Reb Baruch Be'er says. Reb Baruch Be'er it's a long piece on kedushin on zochin liodam shaloi b'fanov. But in the Birkas Shmuel, he's going on the Tosis in Sanhedrin, where Tosis in Sanhedrin says that the mila of the gerus of a ger cotton is without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, because Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not shayach. But then when he grows up, when he becomes a gadol, higdilu yecholim limchos. He can be moicha, right? And he can be moicha and undermine the gerus. So Tosis in Sanhedrin explains that what does it mean he can be moicha? Because at that point of time, when he now becomes a bar das, now he needs a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Before it was a gerus, when he was a cotton, it was a gerus without a Kabbalah's mitzvahs, because he wasn't roi for Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But now that he becomes a gadol, so then he needs a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. If he's not, so he can be meicha. If he's not mekabel mitzvahs, the gerus will not work. If he's not meicha, so then the fact that he's silent, that's an implicit Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So Reb Baruch Be'er explains, how does that work? Before you have a geirus, you have a geirus without a Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and now he needs a Kabbalah's mitzvahs when he becomes a gadol. So he explains what Taisus means. The Kabbalah's mitzvahs, the achakach mahani l'mafrei, mishum the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, einza mikinyone yageirus, elo dehevi tenai v'ikuv. The v'lo Kabbalah's mitzvahs l'mahani. It's not kinyone. Kinyone geirus means it's not the maisa geirus. It's a tenai. It's an ikuv. It's a requirement, a prerequisite for the geirus. And without that, without Kabbalah's mitzvah, the geirus doesn't work. Al kein im begale daito achakach she'enu moche haynu Kabbalah mahani al geirus l'mafreya haynu Kabbalah shalachshu mahani shiyushlam ba'yidezer din hageirus l'mafreya ta'achshav nigma zechias hageirus l'mafreya. So now that he becomes before, when he was a cotton, he wasn't roy for Kabbalah's mitzvah, so that tonight did not exist. Now that he's roy for Kabbalah's mitzvahs, when he becomes a gadol, there's a tanai, there's an ikuv, and therefore he has to be mekabel mitzvahs now. If he's not moicheh, that's an implicit Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and therefore the geirus will work lemafreya. But it's not. He's saying it's not a maiser geirus. So there is a possibility to say that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not a maiser. It's not a maiser geirus. And lichayra, the din of mishvot by geirus is a din in maisa geirus. So if we learn, so one possible pshat why Kabbalah's mitzvahs needs is it has a din of mishvot and you need bezdin by Kabbalah's mitzvahs is because Kabbalah's mitzvahs is the ikur maisa geirus. It is a maisa geirus. It's the ikur maisa geirus. However, if we say that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not a maisa geirus, right, it's only a tenai. It's only an ikuv. We can still explain why Kabbalah's mitzvahs would need bezdin. Possibly, Kabbalah's mitzvahs needs bezdin because whenever you mekabel something, right, you have to make a declaration that you mekabel. So in order that it should be, there should be a real gemiras das. It should be a real smichas das that you're really serious about it. So you mekabel in front of Bezdin. If you mekabel in front of Bezdin, so get mila and tefillah is a maise, right? It's a maise that's being done. Over here it's a kabbalah. Kabbalah is dependent on das, so there has to be a real gemiras das. So therefore the kabbalah's mitzvahs has to be in front of a Bezdin to demonstrate that it's really a serious kabbalah's mitzvahs. We find the same thing by a ger toishav. A ger toishav, a goy who's mekabel sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and gets a status of a ger toishav, that now he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, right? How does he do that? How does he do? How does he become a ger toishav? It's to go before a bezdin. I mean, be mekabel the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, because there has to be a kabbalah. Has to be a kabbalah. So it could be. So we have two possible explanations of the first day in Taisis, that Dafka Kabbalah's mitzvahs has to be in front of the Bezdin. Either because Kabbalah's mitzvahs is the ikur, it is a maisa geirus, and it's the ikur maisa geirus, so mishvot goes on the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Or, even if we'll say Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not a maisa geirus at all, it's a tenai, it's an ikuv, but it has to be a serious Kabbalah's mitzvahs in order to go through with the geirus. So that has to be done in front of a bezdin, because Kabbalah has to be in front of a bezdin. That demonstrates that it's a serious, it's a real Kabbalah, a real commitment to be mekabel mitzvahs. I think there's a third possible pshat. Why Dafka Kabbalah's mitzvahs? It's really the first day in Taisus that needs explanation. The second day in Taisus is saying that that every aspect of Geirus, every part of the Maisa Geirus needs Bezdin. Mishpat is going on everything, maybe even on Mila. Certainly on Tvila, because Tvila is the last act of Geirus, which creates the Chalois of the Geirus. But maybe even Mila, according to the second day and Taisus. But the first day that says it's only going on Kabbalah's mitzvahs, right? That's the day that really requires an explanation. And so Reb Moshe in his Tshuva has a very interesting mahalach on this. And Reb Moshe points out He explains. He's coming to explain that the first day in Taisis. He points out that Bezdin's only required by Kabbalah's mitzvahs because Lichayra Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not Me'etzem Maise HaGeirus. Because by Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it's not mentioned in the Gemara. It's not mentioned where we learn Kabbalah's mitzvahs from. Right? Mila we learned from the Ovis. Tvila we learned from the Imahos or from Ein Hazor B'loi Tvila. The Gemara brings Mikairis for Mila and Tvila. But the Gemara doesn't bring a Makkah for Kabbalah's mitzvahs, even though we could learn it from Nasa V'Nishma that occurred by Har Sinai. But still, the Gemara doesn't mention anything about Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So Rav Moshe wants to say that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not a Maisa Geiris. Very similar to what we were saying, that it's not a Maisa Geiris. But he says, "Misha lo yikibo mitzvahs lo huchshar le'yosas gim." If you're not mekabel mitzvahs, sort of like a tenai, it's an ikuv. You're not roi to become a ger. And Tosis holds, and this is the nekuda, the chiddush of Rav Moshe. Tosis holds, the rak ze shayich lebezdin, the nischade shahayro azu, the ish ze ve ish azu kesherim le'yosas gerim tzorich shlosha de mishpo ksiv bei. And v'lochen shekibel ha-mitzvahs b'fnei shlosha v'gam ze gufo lomo v'litvul morin lo shu kosher le'yosas ger v'holich achazeh umol v'toval af shalom b'fnei bezdin hu ger keren she'osa al-pi ho'ro osam. Rav Moshe has a new insight into the role of bezdin by gerus according to the first day in Tosfos. What's the role of bezdin? What is bezdin doing?
They
paskin, he's roi to become a ger. It's a bezdin of hoiroa. It's a bezdin that bezdin says once he's mikabel mitzvahs in front of bezdin, and he's also mikabel that I'm going to do the mila and the tefila which is required by the gerus. Bezdin paskins that he's roi lehei osos ger. It's not like we discussed before that it has to be in front of Bezdin, or it has to be that Bezdin creates the chalois, they're involved in creating the chalois of the gerus. Rav Moshe has a third perspective on the role of Bezdin. It's a Bezdin shel hoiroa, that the Bezdin has to paskin that he's now roi to become a ger, because we see that he fulfilled that condition, that tanai, that he's willing to be mekabel mitzvahs. He said in front of us that he's mekabel mitzvahs on himself. So Bezdin is a Bezdin of hoiroa, that this ish or this isha are kosher to become gerim. That's why the requirement of Bezdin is only by Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Then there's no requirement midai raisa according to this day and Tosis, and to see the mila or the tvila, right? Because that's the role of the Bezdin, right? It's a Bezdin. It's a new insight into Bezdin. It's a Bezdin of Hoiro. In Bezdin, we have different roles of Bezdin in Halacha. Sometimes Bezdin just has to be there to witness the Maisa. Sometimes Bezdin creates the Chalais. And sometimes Bezdin paskins, right? And usually, on your Din Torah, Bezdin is a Bezdin to paskin. To paskin on the Din Torah. Over here, they're paskining that he is Roi to become, to complete the Geiris and to become a Geir. Could be a very big nafkamina if this is the role of Bezdin. But this is how Rav Moshe explains the first day in Tosfos. You only need Bezdin by Kabbalah's mitzvahs, not by the Mila and the Tvila. That's only a din l'chatchila. But it could be, yes. No, it has to be Bezdin. That's the Gzeres HaKosa. Bezdin, first of all, is much more serious. And I mean, not serious. Bezdin is paskening. They have to paskin. What?
Usually pass based on
Edim. Oh, you mean if there were Edim who said that he was Mekabel? Oh, that's what you're asking. If not in front of two Edim, but he went to two Edim and the Edim testified in Bezdin that he was Mekabel Mitzvahs.
Right.
So Mekabel Mitzvahs. Mekabel Mitzvahs. Good question. I have to look into that. Whether that would work. See, according to the other explanations, it's obvious it doesn't work. Right? According to this explanation, would Bezdin be able to paskin? Could be that it's still a Gzeres HaKosuv of mishpat that you need him to be mekabel mitzvahs in front of the bezdin. But the reason why it's dafka on kabbalas mitzvahs is because they have to hear that he's mekabel mitzvahs and paskin. It's not enough just to paskin. That's the gzeiras hakosav that you need mishpat. It's not like a regular mishpat where Bezdin can hear two Adim who say they're Ruvein or Shimin money and they paskin based on that. Here the Gzeiras HaKosav is that it's mishpat in terms of the Gerus itself, but the role of the Bezdin is that they have to paskin that he's Roi to become a Ger. So I don't think it's going to work, but I'll look into that. There could be a very big nafkamina in terms of what the role of the Bezdin is. Do you need a Bezdin of Talmidei Chachomim for Gerus? Do you need a Bezdin of Talmidei Chachomim for Gerus? Well, any rayas to that?
The Gemara.
What does the Gemara say?
It wants to say that you need Mumpin, but you can't prove it based on...
Well, so you don't, yeah, okay, Dilma di Iklu, so we have no raya from there. There's no raya from there. But is there any raya from a Gemara? Well, three Talmidei Chachamim stand there by the mikvah. And Modiya mixes kalas v'chamuris, right? So it says there were three Talmidei Chachamim by the mikvah. It's not muchroch, though, to say that you absolutely need Talmidei Chachamim. It could be that that the reason why you have Talmidei Chachamim there is because they're Modiya mixes Chalas v'chamuris. They have to know. But if you have another person who's not a Talmid Chacham, but he knows what to be Modiya, he reads from a list, right? He reads from a list, maybe that will also work. Lichayra, you know, there are certain Abezdin of HaTorah Snedorim does not need Talmidei Chachamim, right? Three Hedyotis are good enough by Bezdin HaTorah Snedorim. There is a machlokes about this, whether you need Talmidei Chachamim. There's the Tosfos Riazokin in Kiddushin, on that sugya that we saw yesterday in Kiddushin, that it's not biyodoy by a ger, because mi yema demizdakeke lei hanei talso. So the Tosfos Riazokin says, he explains that mi yema sheyimsa Talmidei Chachamim ru'uyim lehodia. And who says he'll find three Talmidei Chachamim? That was the point of the Gemara. So according to the Tosfos Riazokin, you need Talmidei Chachamim. The Meiri says you need Talmidei Chachamim also. There's a Meiri in our sugya that says you need Talmidei Chachamim based on that Gemara that by the Tvila you have three Talmidei Chachamim, right? But Ramesh in another tshuva actually says that you don't need Talmidei Chachamim. Even Stam B'nei Adam, as long as they're kosher le'dayonis, they're kosher le'edas, kosher le'dayonis, they will be kosher. But it could very well be that if it's a bezdin of hayra, if it's just a bezdin to witness the ma'isa geiris of kabbalas mitzvahs, or a bezdin to make sure that the kabbalas mitzvahs is really serious, that's why you need the presence of bezdin. Right? So then it doesn't necessarily have to be Talmidei Chachamim, but possibly if it's a Bezdin of Hayroah that they have to paskin, right? They have to paskin, so possibly you need Talmidei Chachamim. We'll get into that Shaila, we'll come back to that, we'll revisit that Shaila about Talmidei Chachamim, but there is a machlokes whether you need Talmidei Chachamim by the Kabbalists, for the Bezdin of Gerus. Okay, so we have Tosis, but there are many other Rishonim who deal with the same problem that Tosis deals with, right? The basic question in this sugya is how could Tfilas Nida be a Tfila of Gerus? After all, you need Bezdin, and there is no Bezdin there, right? So Tosis first teretz is you only need Bezdin for Kabbalas Mitzvahs. Second teretz is there's Anan Sahadei, that she's being Toivel, that she's in Toivel for Nidus. It's as if there is a Bezdin there. And then there are many, many other answers to this question. Right? The Nemuke Yosef asked this question as well. And the Nemuke Yosef brings a Teretz that he rejects, but he brings down a Teretz that Tvilas Nido is going to work Shalom Bifnei Bezdin, because as long as the prospect of Ger did was mikabel mitzvahs in front of a bezdin and did mila in front of a bezdin and was mikabel to do tvila afterwards, was mikabel in front of a bezdin to do tvila afterwards, so that's going to work. In other words, as long as there was a kabbalas mitzvahs and a kabbalah to do, and he says kabbalas mitzvahs and mila in front of bezin, and a kabbalah to do the tefila afterwards in front of afterwards. So then the tefila does not have to be in front of a bezin. So that's what he says. Okay, Yosef brings down these mefarshim who say that the Gemara over here on Daf Memhei was when there was a Kabbalah in front of a Bezdin to do the Tefillah. Right? So then the Tefillah doesn't have to be in front of the Bezdin. The Gemara and Daf Mem Vav that says that they told him, come back tomorrow and we'll do the Tefillah in front of Bezdin. There was no Kabbalah in front of a Bezdin to do the Tefillah. So as long as there is a Kabbalah in front of a Bezdin, not just Kabbalah Smitzis, but a Kabbalah to do the tefillah in front of the you were kabel in front of a bezin to do the tefillah afterwards, so then you don't need a bezin for the tefillah. But if they didn't have that kabbalah in to do the tefillah, and so then you have to do the tefillah in front of a bezin. That teretz is very similar to who? Which rishin says that? A very similar explanation. That if you mekabel in front of a bezdin to do the tefillah afterwards, you don't need a bezdin by the tefillah. If you weren't mekabel in front of a bezdin to do the tefillah, then the tefillah has to be in front of a bezdin. Everybody know who?
Ramban.
What? Ramban. Yeah. We'll get to the Ramban. Ramban wants to give a very similar explanation in the Rif. He doesn't. The Muki Yosef doesn't quote who it's from, but Mistoma, it's from the Ramban. And what does the Muki Yosef hold about this teretz? He rejects it. He rejects the Terence. Because the Mukhi Yosef says that Mishpat is going on what? Mishpat is going on every aspect of the Geirus. Mishpat is going on the Tefillah, on the Milah, on the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So therefore, if Mishpat is going on every aspect of the Geirus, so you have to have a Bezdin present at the time, a Bezdin present at the time of the Tefillah. The Mukhi Yosef clearly states that you must have a Bezdin present by Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, by Mila, and by Tefillah, by all three. And it's going to be Ma'akiv. It's going to be Ma'akiv, because that's the din of Mishpat, that's the Gzeres HaKosov, by every aspect of the Geiris. And maybe he learns that all three of them are considered to be Maisa Geiris, and therefore you have... When the Torah says Mishpat, it's going on Maisa Geiris, so every aspect of the Maisa Geiris has to be in front of a Bezdin. So what's the Teretz to Tvilas Nida then? What's the Teretz? Tvilas Nida, Tvilas Keri, how did it work for Geiris? Right. So what's the Mukhi Yosef answer?
They had a Bezdin
there. There was a Bezdin. There was a Bezdin. There was a Bezdin when he was Tevil for Keri. There was a Bezdin when she was Tevil, when she was Tevil for Nida. And the whole Cheshash of the Gemara, right? What was the whole problem of that they were Motzi Laz on this Geirus? Why were they Motzi Laz? Not because it lacked Bezdin at all. There was a Bezdin there. Why were they Motzi Laz that the Gemara had to come along and say, Miloy Tovel and Nidusa, Miloy Tovel Likirio, that it is a good Tevilah for Geirus? What was the problem?
Wrong intention.
What?
Wrong intention.
Wrong intention. It wasn't L'shem Geirus. It was L'shem Nidus, L'shem Keri. So therefore, people were being Motzi Laz on that it wasn't the valid Geirus. So that's why the Amoraim had to come along and say that no, it's a good Geirus. Mila, Tvila L'shem Nidus, Tvila L'shem Keri is L'shem Yahadus, and therefore that's a valid Geirus. And he brings a Raya from the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi actually explains it that way. Yerushalmi says on this Maise, Ha'eich tala tvila kala shi l'shem keri l'tvila chamuri shi tvilas geris mituma soivik kechovim. How can a tvila l'shem keri work, right? Instead of a tvila of gerus, which is removing a much greater tumah, the tumas akum, and this is a much lighter, a lesser degree of tumah. So Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Abun, Kevin shezu vezu the shum kedushas Yisrael, also lo kloma the ilu lo hayu mishum Yisraelis lo hayu toivlin lo lekeri velo lo lanidus. So he says that this tefillah was l'shem kedushas Yisrael, because the nidus and keri is that's part of being part of kedushas Yisrael, and therefore it works l'shem. That tefillah is going to work l'shem geirus, even though they didn't have the intention of l'shem geirus. So the Muki Yosef learns. So there we have, how many tirutzim do we have so far on this kasha of Bezdin? We have first teretz and tesis. You only need Bezdin for Gavolos Mitzvah. It's a second Teretz and Tosis, you need Bezdin for Tevila, but it's Anan Sahadi, it's as if the Bezdin was there. Third Teretz is the first Teretz in the Muki Yosef. It's as if there was a Kabbalah in front of a Bezdin to do the Tevila, and therefore you don't need Bezdin Bishas HaTevila. And the fourth Teretz is the Muki Yosef himself, who says that Bezdin is Ma'akiv by every aspect of the Geirus. But there was a Bezdin. There was a Bezdin there. There is a fifth Teretz, which really is a very, very new Mahalich, is the Rif. Right? And we have the Rif, and then we'll see the Rambam, and then we'll see the Me'iri. Altogether about 7-8 Terutzim on this Kash. What is the teretz of the Rif? The Rif himself asks this kasha. The Rif himself asks. Very rare that the Rif goes into a kasha with a teretz, but he asks the kasha, how could the tvilas nidus work when it's without a bezdin? And after all, we know from the Gemara Amon Mem Vav that you need a bezdin for the tvila. So what is the Rif answer? Bezdin is required by Geirus only lichatchil. B'di'evid, Bezdin is not ma'akiv. So what does that mean? Bezdin, the Rif explains himself, that Bezdin is required lichatchila, to have a Bezdin by the Tvila, and that means there are consequences if you don't have a Bezdin. The person becomes a Ger, he's chayiv in mitzvahs, but what's the, there's one consequence that the Rif mentions. Cannot marry a Bas Yisrael. He has to be, unless he's Tovel in front of three, he cannot marry a Bas Yisrael. But basically, he is a Ger, he is a Yisrael, and B'di'evet, we're not going to passel his children. The children are going to be kosher, and that means that, let's see, the child will not be, if he has a daughter, she won't be pogum lekohuna, because we paskin that akum habo abas Yisrael, although the child is kosher, they have a status of a Jew who goes after the mother, but the daughter is pogum lekohuna. She's not allowed to marry a kohen. Over here, he's a Yisrael, basically. He cannot marry abas Yisrael. He's not allowed to, if the tefillah was without Bezdin, but the children, any children that he has are going to be kosher. Obviously, we have to understand that. What is this middle ground that he really is a Jew, but he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. But before we try to understand that and to see other explanations of the Ramban, the Rashi, they all ask kashas on this Rif. The basic chiddush of the Rif is that Bezdin is only lechatchila by Geirus. Right? It's not ma'akev b'di'evet. The Geirus is a valid Geirus, even though there was no Bezdin there. And that's across the board, according to the Rif. So what's the kasha? Ramban has two kashas on this. Brings raya is that Bezdin's ma'akev b'di'evet. One raya is from the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin. Rabbi Yehuda said about a ger. A ger came and he said, "Nisgayarti beini levein atzmi." I was megayer on my own, without a bezdin. And Rabbi Yehuda said, "What's the halacha in that case? Nemon ato lifsol es atzmecha, v'i ato nemon lifsol es bonecha." Right? We don't believe you as far as your children are concerned. Your children are going to be kosher. We will be machmir as far as yourself. What's the reason to be machmir as far as himself? What principle is that? No. Shaviyah nafshi chatira disur on himself. Shaviyah nafshi chatira. We'll do this when we do the sugya. We'll go into that. But in other words, the Gemara is saying that he doesn't have nemonis as far as a real nemonis to say that he was niskaya veino leveinatzmo. He doesn't have. Therefore, his children are going to be kosher. We're machmer on himself because of shaviyah nafshi chatira disur. But what do you see from that Gemara? What do you see from there? That if we would believe him, that he was Megaya Beino Levein Atzmo, without a Bezdin, he would not be a Ger. He would not be. It's just that we don't believe him, right? And therefore he is a Ger. But you see from that Gemara that Bezdin is Ma'akiv in the Gerus. Bezdin's Ma'akiv in the Gerus. That's the Ramban's Kasha. And the Ramban gives a teretz b'doichak that for the Rif, that over there he never said that he did tefillah for Keri. So we don't know for sure that there was a tefillah, that there was a tefillah for Keri. And therefore, if we would believe him, it would be ma'akiv in the Gerus. But here that we know that there was a tefillah for Keri. We know tefillah for Keri or tefillah for Nidus. And it's just a question. There was no Bezdin there. So that's not ma'akiv. It's only a din. It's only a din l'chachil. But the Ramban has a stronger kasha. What's the Ramban's? What's the second kasha of the Ramban? He brings a kasha from the Gemara in Kiddushin, right? Gemara in Kiddushin, a little bit more background that we didn't discuss yesterday. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that by a dov shalom ain oda makta dov shalom b'aliyolam, right? Unless it's biyodoi. If it's biyodoi, for instance, by truma, if a person will be mafish truma from mechuba l'ksheyitlushu, can't be mafish truma from mechuba, right? But it has to be tolush. But if you be mafish now, when it's mechuba l'ksheyitlushu, then since it's biyodoi litlosh, that truma is going to be chal. It's not chal now, but it's going to be chal l'sheyitlosh. Why? Gemara says, even though ain't other matna dov shelo b'aliyolam, but when it's biyodoi, you can be matna. So Gemara asks a kasha. So why is it that the Mishnah says hareyat mikudeshes li la'acha shetizgayri? He's mikadesh a non-Jewish woman la'acha shetizgayri, right? Ainum kiddusha. Why don't we say it's biyodoi l'hizgayri? Or a non-Jewish man who says to a Jewish woman, "Haret mikudeshes li la'acha she'ezgayer," right? Not a good kiddushin. Gemara asks, "It's biyodoi legayer." So what is Gemara's teretz? Ger tzorish leisha, right? And therefore, there's no. It's not biyodoi. It's not in your control. Because mi yema de mizdakike lei hanetalso, who says you'll be able to get a bezdin to do the gerus? That's not called biyodah. Biyodah means you have total control over it. Then we say it's not like a dov shalom boli yoylam if you have total control. But over here, it's totally bedas achem, it's totally on a bezdin, and therefore it's not biyodah. So that's why it's considered to be a dov shalom boli yoylam, right? So what's the Ramban's kasha? Ramban is a fantastic kasha for me. If the halacha is that bezdin is not ma'akev b'di'evid, it's only a din l'chatchila, so you can be megaya without a bezdin, right? So that should be biyodai ligaya. It's biyodai ligaya. So how could the Gemara say it's not biyodai? So that's his kasha on the riff. Yes.
For the riff, they can't marry anyone. You can totally do it for a bezdin.
What?
For the riff, though, he says you can't marry until they have bezdin.
You can't marry. Well, we have to see what that halacha is. Is there a chalois? According to the Rif, there's an isser to marry. Will there be a chalois kedushin? According to the Rif, if he does marry, there will be a chalois kedushin. Here the Gemara is talking about chalois kedushin, that the kedushin is not going to be chal. Why? It's a dov shelo bo liyolam, right? The riff is only that there's an isser to marry. But we have to understand that also. We don't know what the pshat in that is. But chalois kedushin there will be according to the riff. So therefore the Ramban rejects the riff. Ramban says that can't be. You can't say that Bezdin is only a din lechatchila by Gerus. Can't say that. So the Ramban tries to answer for the riff. And this is where the Ramban says his yisai. He's not giving a new tenets. He's trying to be miyashev, the shita of the riff, that even the riff agrees that what? Bezdin is going to be ma'akiv by Kabbalah's mitzvahs. You must have a Bezdin, and that's ma'akiv even b'di'evit. But if he was mekabel mitzvahs in front of a Bezdin, and he was also mekabel upon himself to do mila utvila, he said to the Bezdin, I'm going to go continue with the process of Gerus, and I'm going to do the mila utvila, and he was mekabel that to do that in front of the Bezdin. So even if he does the mila and the tvila without the Bezdin, it's going to be a kosher Gerus. But lechatchila, you should have this. There's still a halacha that the mila and the tvila should be in front of the Bezdin. But what's ma'akev b'di'evit is the Kabbalah in front of a Bezdin, not just the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but the Kabbalah to do the mila utvila. That's ma'akev. But once you were mekabel, what the way the Nemuka Yosef, that first teretz that Nemuka Yosef brought down, really comes from this. It's the idea of the Ramban. But once you mekabel in front of a Bezdin to do the mila tvila, then Bezdin's not ma'akev bishas mila utvila. So that's how the Ramban wants to answer for the riff. So therefore, in our Gemara by Milay Tovla Lenidusa, it's going, even though there was no Bezdin there, Lechatchila there should be a Bezdin, but B'di'evit it's going to be a valid Gerus, even though there was no Bezdin there, Bishas Maisa Hatvila, as long as there was a Kabbalah at the time of the Kabbalah's mitzvahs in front of Bezdin, a Kabbalah to do the Mila Tfila. Right? Interesting explanation that the Ramban gives for the riff. I would think, and Ramesha really points to this Ramban as well, that what's the meaning of this? We understand doing Kabbalah's mitzvahs in front of Bezdin. To be Mekabel in front of a Bezdin, to do Mila and to do Tvila, like what is the nature of that type of Kabbalah? Right? And you don't have to do it in front, the Mila and the Tvila in front of a Bezdin. You have to be Mekabel in front of a Bezdin, Kabbalah's mitzvahs and Kabbalah to do the Mila and Tvila. What's the pshat in that? How do we understand that? So Ramesha says, with his Mahalich, that if the Bezdin paskins that this person is roy to become a ger. Why? Because they were mekabel mitzvahs. They were also mekabel to go through the procedure of gerus, to do the mila and the tvila. So Bezdin, that's the role of the Bezdin. The Bezdin paskins that this person is kosher to become a ger. Now, if they do the mila utvila, not in front of the Bezdin, right? But they did the Maisa Geirus, and there was a Hayroah of the Bezdin that they are Roy to become a Geir, because they will Mekabel in front of Bezdin everything that's required for Geirus. Right? That's how Ramesha explains the Ramban. Okay, but that's the Ramban. That's the Ramban answering the riff that B'di'evet, you don't need Bezdin for the Mila and for the Tvila. You do need Bezdin b'di'evit for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs and for the Kabbalah to do the Mila and the Tvila. And therefore, if the Tvila will be Tvila's Nidus or Keri, Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin, it will be a good Tvila of Gerus. And in the other case, on Daf Mem Vav, where the Gemara says, come back tomorrow and you'll do the Mila. Why did he have to do it in front of the Bezdin? Because he was never Mekabel to do the Tvila in front of the Bezdin over there. That case was without a Kabbalah to do the Tvila in front and to do the tefillah in front of a Beis Din. And therefore, when the tefillah is done, it has to be done in front of a Beis Din. That's the Ramban. That's the Pshat of the Ramban. So the Ramban learns that the case on Daf Mem Hei of Mi Loi Tovlo L'Nidusa, then he understands the riff that Mi Loi Tovlo L'Nidusa, that what was the Maisa Geiris of the Tefillah? A Tefillah of Nidus. And that Tefillah of Nidus was not in front of a Beis Din, but that Tefillah of Nidus is the Maisa Geiris. In other words, even though it was, like Rashi explained, even though it was not L'Shem Geirus, it was L'Shem Nidus, but a tefillah L'Shem Nidus can serve as the tefillah of Geirus. Right? That's the way the Ramban, the Rashba, follows in the Mahalach of the Ramban. That's how the way they understand the Rif. Right? So, and that's why the Rif says that B'di'eved, if you don't have Bezdin, Bishas, Hatvila, the Tvila is going to be kosher, because there was no Bezdin there, and then when she was Tevil for Nidus. There's a totally different shot, though, in the Rif. Who gives a different, totally different shot in the Rif? Who gives that? Who gives the other pshat?
The Magid Mishnah.
He refers to it, but it's mefurish in Rishonim and Achronim, a totally different pshat. The Meiri. Meiri has a totally different pshat. Totally different pshat in the Rif. Different than the Ramban and the Rashba. Meiri explains that the... How does the Rif says that B'di'eved, it's going to be a good Geirus, even though there was no Beis Din there. And the but L'chatchila, he can't get married to a Bas Yisrael if there's no Beis Din there. That the the Miri explains the sheet of the Rif that was the Tvila of Nidus or of Keri was not the Tvila of Geirus. What was the purpose of the Tvila of Nidus or Keri? Very similar to the Rambam. It's very similar to the Rambam's Pshat. What was the purpose? What was the role of the Tvila of Nidus or Tvila of Keri?
To show
that they were Noiheg as a Jew, and therefore it was not the act of the Geirus itself, it was the proof of the Geirus. It was a raya, it was a birur, that there was, that Geirus had taken place before. Right? It was the, in other words, the fact that she was Megaya Lenidus, or he was Megaya, she was Toivel for Nidus, or he was Tevel for Keri, right? So that's a proof that there was a Geirus. What do we call this? A Chazokah. This was a Chazokah. This was a Cheskes Hanhoga, right? She's Noyig as a Bas Yisrael, right? So it must be, right? It must be that there was a Geirus that took place, yes? What? It's not a chazoka dahashta. You know what this chazok is called? Cheskas hanhoga. When a person acts in a certain way, so that establishes a chazok.
I'm saying for the future or for the past?
What? Oh, it's for the past. Yeah, it's for the past. As long as we'll see how the Chazanish, how he defines this chazoka. But it's a cheskasan, for instance, there's a Gemara at the end of Kedushin that says, let's say a woman comes to a city, a stranger, total stranger, she comes with a child. Right? She comes with a child. And she is noiheg, the people of the city see that she's noiheg as a mother, and the child is her son. Right? So, and then they discover a year later that they have bia together. They're living together. And they had tashmish, right? What's the din in a case like that?
Okay.
Yeah, the chayv skila, Right? It's an eiman, and it's a son with a mother, the chayiv skima. Right? Soichli malach hazokis, the Gemara says. Where was there? There was no edus. There were never any edim to testify that she's the mother and he's the son. Right? The very fact that they were noiheg as mother and son, right? That establishes a chazoka, right? According to halacha, that she is, it's a proof that she's the mother and he's the son. Certainly, malach hazokas. This is a cheskas hanhoga. So if we see, so there the riff, the Me'iri explains. I just want to read a little bit of the Me'iri. I don't know how many of you, if you got to the Me'iri, but the Gedele Apoiskim Tirtzu Bo, Bezu Shal Shloisha Shalayom Mutzar Shloisha Ela Lechatchila Ratzalom Hashem Noyegim Bo Mino Yisrael Asiyah Lechatchila Benois Yisrael At She's Gairu Bifnei Shloisha She's Bar Be'edim She Bifnei Shloisha Niz Gairu Ola B'devet Lo Paslin Elay. So he asked the kashis, the Ramban's kashis, from those two Gemaras, the Skayarti Beini Lereinatzmi, and the kasha from the Gemara in Kiddushin, Umikol Mokom Nira Milashoinam Shekachi Kavonasam. The Lechatchila Afilu Reinu Hu Noyeg Minog Yisrael Hoyu Lo Kvar Huchzak Begoy Af Al Pi Shuvoime Shenizgaya Bifnei Shloisha Eino Nemo Lechatchila Shenasiyehu Bevas Yisrael At Sheyovi Eidim Af Al Pi Shevlo Eidim Somchim Al Devora Beedus Leinyin Hanhogoso Beinyin Yisurin Shodvorim Leinyin Nesurin Dafko At Sheyivara Vachilu Kines Motziin Kol Shelo Hodnu Avli nosa v'holid, ein poislim is b'no, v'achashu inu es ovi toive l'kirio, es imo tovelis l'nidosa machzikim osam, shekvar nisgayru v'ifnei shleisha. In other words, the tefillah for nidus, or the tefillah for keri, establishes a chazoka. And they're saying also that they were megaya. We have no proof that they were megaya. We have no proof. And they were, we know that they were, in the past, they were goyim. So where's the proof that they were megayim? The very fact that they're noyeg, dinei Yisrael, that they're keeping mitzvahs, right? They're keeping mitzvahs. And this is, so it establishes, it proves that they were megayim. And therefore, the child is going to be kosher as far as the person himself, the ger himself, we don't allow him to marry a bas Yisrael because we don't have proof that there was a tefillah in front of a bezdin, but lechatchila to marry a bas Yisrael we don't allow that. In fact, he says afilu kines motziin kosher lo hanu. If he did marry a bas Yisrael, we're going to force him to give her a get. Going to force him to give her again because he doesn't have this, apparently, this chazoka, this cheskes hanhoga, although it works that he is established as a ger, it's a proof of his gerus, but it's not enough proof for to marry a bas Yisrael. Not enough proof to marry a bas Yisrael. But according to this pshat, according to this pshat, the tvila for nidus is only a proof. It itself is not the tvila of gerus. The gerus, we say, was done before. The gerus was done before in front of a bezdin. There was a tvila in front of a bezdin, and this is the proof that there was a gerus. That's what cheskas hanhoga. It's a proof that there was a gerus, but he's not a lechatchil. He's not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. Why not? Why isn't he allowed to marry a bas Yisrael? Right? So pashtus, what the Meiri is saying is like the Rambam says. Right? The Rambam also has such a halacha. The Rambam also learns the Gemara this way, that it's the Miloitovla Lanidusa is a proof. It's not the tvila of gerus. It's the proof that there was gerus. It's the cheskas hanhogen. The Rambam explains himself a little bit more. The Rambam in Halacha Tes says Giyeres Shereinua Noyheges Bedarcha Yisrael Tomid Yon Shetipol Lanidosa V'Tafrish Truma Miyisosa. Gives other examples. Not only tvila v'nida. right? But she's mafrish truma, she's mafrish chala, v'chayotze b'zeh, v'chenger sh'noyeh b'darkei Yisrael, sh'toyveh l'kiryo, v'aysa kol ha-mitzvah, sareyelu v'cheskas geirei tzedek. We don't have any edim. What bezdin? What they megayir in front of the bezdin? But we don't allow him to marry a bas Yisrael unless he brings edim that he was megayir in front of a bezdin, or that he does the tefillah now in front of a bezdin, right? And what kind of halacha is this that we don't allow him to marry a bas Yisrael? If cheskas hanhoga is a proof that he was megayin, he's chayiv in all mitzvahs. So why don't we allow him to marry a bas Yisrael? So the Rambam says at the end of halacha yud, it's a maila biyuchsin. There's certain mailas chachamim u'mesakin by yuchsin in terms of marriage. It's a chumrah that the chachamim u'mesakin. That although Cheskas Hanhoga works Mida Eraisa, and we see that from the Gemara about Soichli Malachazokes, you even give Mises Bezdin based on Cheskas Hanhoga, but Lechatchila, we don't allow him to marry a Bas Yisrael. It's a Maila She'osa B'yuchsin. The Bach learns the Rif the same way as the Me'iri, that the Tvila. That the Mila Tovla L'Nidusa is a raya that there was a gerus. It's not the tefillah of the gerus itself, and that's what the Magid Mishnah says. That Kroivim Divrei Harif L'Harambam. The Magid Mishnah also seems to be learning the riff like the Rambam. That it's a raya, it's a cheskas hanhoga, but it's not the tefillah of the gerus, because apparently the Rambam held that the tefillah of gerus has to be l'shem gerus. The tefillah of gerus, the Rambam, and according to this pshat, the Me'iri and the Bach in the Rif, they all hold one thing, right? One common denominator. You can't learn this gemara milay tovla l'nidusa that tefillah's nidus is the tefillah of gerus, right? Has to be a tefillah, has to be l'shem geirus. You can only learn this gemara that it's a raya that there was a geirus, that there was a tefillah l'shem geirus. It's very good, the Rambam l'shitosai. The Rambam at least is l'shitosai. What's the Rambam l'shitosai? Remember we learned about B'nai Levi, the Mila of B'nai Levi in Mitzrayim? Right? So Rambam said that according to the Rambam, although B'nai Levi did Mila in Mitzrayim, they would have to do Hatofas Dambris for Gerus. And the Ramban disagreed with that. The Ramban said, no, since they did Mila L'Shem Mitzvah, L'Shem Yahadus, they didn't need a Hatofas Dambris. But the Rambam held that B'nai Levi, although they were Mitzvah in the Mitzvah of Mila, a Mila L'Shem Mitzvah is not enough. L'shem Yahadus is not enough. It has to be L'shem Gerus. So therefore, the Rambam learned that they had to do Hatovas Dambris L'shem Gerus, right? L'shem Gerus. However, the Ramban disagrees with that, and he says that that a Mila L'shem Yahadus L'shem Mitzvah is good enough. So to Tvila L'shem Yahadus. L'shem tvilas nido, tvilas keri, that's also good enough. So we have here within the Rif, right? The Rambam clearly learns that this Gemara Milo Tovla L'Nidusa, Milo Tovla L'Kirio, is a cheskas hanhog. It's a proof that there was a valid gerus. The fact that the person is being noyig as a Yisrael. He says, I was Megayah, and you see that they're keeping mitzvahs as a Yisrael. So that's a proof that it was a valid gerus. But the gerus itself took place. There was a tefillah l'shem gerus in front of a bezdin, a mila l'shem gerus in front of a bezdin, even though we have no edus on that, but that's what he says, and we have a proof to what he's saying based on the cheskas hanhov. That's the way the Rambam for sure learned. In the Rif, we have two different explanations of the Rif. Two totally different explanations. We have the Ramban's explanation of the Rif, We have the Me'iri and the Bach's explanation of the Rif. The Ramban's explanation of the Rif is that the Tefillah for Nidus, right? The Tefillah for Nidus was the Tefillah of Geirus. There was no Bez Din there. The Ramban says, as long as you mekabel mitzvahs in front of the bezin, you mekabel in front of the bezin to do the tefillah afterwards, then that tefillah of nidus can function, can serve as the tefillah of geirus. So the Ramban, and the Ramban is very good, l'shitosoi, that he holds that mila l'shem mitzvah can be for a mila of geirus, so to tefillah l'shem mitzvah. Tefillah of nidus can also be a tefillah of geirus because you're doing it l'shem yahadus. But the Me'iri and the Bach learned the Rif totally differently. They learned that according to the Rif, and the Bach says this very, very clearly. According to the Rif, the Tefillah of Geirus must be in front of Bez Din and must be a Tefillah L'Shem Geirus. L'Shem Geirus. The Gemara over here that says Miloi Tovla Nidusa is only a proof that there was a Geirus. Because this Goy is coming and saying, I was Megayir, right? I did a valid kosher geirus, and we has no edim though. And we'll learn the sugis later on that for his muchsok, that he was a goy, he can't just say I was megayah. He should have to bring edim. Instead of bringing edim, he has a cheskas hanhoga. The fact that he's noyig as a Yisrael, right? That should tefillah for keri, tefillah for nidus, and doing other mitzvahs as well. That hanhoga is a proof that he really was Megayir, and he became a Yisrael, right? But that's the way they learn the Rif, and why lechatchila though he can't marry a Bas Yisrael? Why lechatchila can't he marry a Bas Yisrael? After all, you have a cheskas anhoga. So one way of learning is because it's a ma'ila biyuchsin. When it comes to marriage, there's certain chumris that chachomim make. This is not enough of a proof. The Chachomim felt, in order to marry a Bas Yisrael, to enter Kahal Yisrael. Or, the way the Bach learns, the Bach says a different explanation, why can't he marry a Bas Yisrael? Because there's a halacha by Chazoka, that although we rely on Chazoka Midoraisa, but where it's Efshar Levarer, if you can be Mevarer, so the Chachomim were Machmir, that you should be Mevarer. Whenever, by Rov and Chazoka, wherever it's Efshel Levarer, the Chachomim said, Midrabon and you have a Chiyot to be Mevarer. That's why, Lamashal, by Shatnes, checking Shatnes. Why do you have to check a suit of Shatnes? If you know that this brand of suits basically doesn't have Shatnes, there's a Rov that it doesn't have Shatnes, it's Efshel Levarer, you can check it. So, and that's a klal. So the Bach says, even though Me'ikar Hadin, you can rely on the cheskas hanhoga, that she's noyeg as a bas Yisrael and she's toivel lenida, and that's why the children are going to be kosher. There's no problem with the children. But for him to marry a bas Yisrael, where it's efshel levaris, so we don't allow him. That's already a gedel lechatchila. So we don't allow him to marry a Bas Yisrael unless he actually is Mivara. So that is the two different explanations in the Rif, and the Rambam certainly learns this Gemara as Cheskas Hanhoga, but a Tvila, it's Bezdin will be Ma'akiv in the Tvila of Geirus, and it has to be a Tvila L'Shem Geirus. But this Gemara is not referring to the Tefillah of Geirus. It's referring to the Cheskas Hanhoga to prove that she or he were really Megayah. So what remains to what do we still have to explain? What do we still have to explain? We understand, according to the Me'iri and the Bach's explanation of the Rif, or the Rambam, where it's Cheskas Hanhoga, why lechatchila you can't marry a Bas Yisrael? Either it's a din of a Maila Biyuchsin, Maila Osu Biyuchsin, or it's a din of Efshel Levarer, that lechatchila, where it's Efshel Levarer, so we don't allow you to marry a Bas Yisrael. But if we interpret the Rif like the Ramban, that the Tefillah of Nidus was a valid was a tefillah of Geirus, right? And we know that there was a tefillah of Nidus or a tefillah of Keri that took place. We know that there's no shayla. You don't need a proof to the Geirus. That the tefillah of Nidus was the Maisa Geirus. It's just that it was lacking. There was no Bezdin there. So why the fact that there was no Bezdin there? Why is he also to marry Abbas Yisrael Lechatchila? The Geirus is a valid Geirus. He's chayiv in all mitzvahs. Why is Bas Yisrael to marry a Bas Yisrael? Why is that different? That he's not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael lechatchila. So we'll conclude with this, just with this idea of the Zeicher Yitzchak. I'm applying the Zeicher Yitzchak. He doesn't apply his principle to this kasha. I'm applying it to this pasa to answer this kasha. Rav Itzel Lepanovich talks about a case of a Muberis, an Isha Muberis in his Gaira. So what's the halacha? Muberis, she was the Megayir, and she was Toivil during her pregnancy. She becomes a Giyiris, and the child also becomes a Ger. Right? The child also becomes a Ger. And we'll learn that sugya muberish in his gaiva, but he has a chiddush that in reality the child does not become a ger independently of the mother. The child would be yoyrish his mother because he's really her child because he was born from a bas Yisrael. Once she's megayir in the third month of the pregnancy, let's say she's a bas Yisrael, a child who was born from her womb is a Yisrael. Because he was born from a mother who's a Yisrael, or Yisraelis, right? But the Gemara does talk about the tefillah, that the tefillah is a tefillah on the child. The Gemara talks about the mother should be a chatzitza for the tefillah of the child. And the Gemara says, Hainu Ribisaihu, that she's not a chatzitza because that's the normal way. He's dependent on the mother, he's part of the mother. Uba Yerachimo, or even if Uba Lav Yerachimo, the mother is not a chatzitza. So the tefillah is chala on the child. So Rav Itzel Lepanovich says, what do you need that tefillah for? If he's born from an Ema Yisraelis, he's a Jew. So what's the purpose of the tefillah? The Gemara certainly says that tefillah that the mother did is also a tefillah on the child. So he comes up with a tremendous chiddush that I mentioned yesterday. He says that the purpose of the tefillah is not for the gerus of the child. The purpose of the tefillah is because the child is born a Yisrael from a Jewish mother. Right? What's the purpose of the tefillah? Tumas akum. There's a psul of akum. There's a psul of vacuum that has to be removed through the tefillah, just like by tefillah's kelim, right? You have to remove that tumas akum because the kelim were birshusa akum. Because shenichnas birshusa akum leshus Yisrael needs tefillah, and so too this child was conceived as an akum, and therefore although he's born as a Jew, but the tefillah still has to remove the tumas. Tefillah still has to remove the tumas akum. That's the purpose. That's the purpose of the tefillah. With that, he explains many, many different halachas. Just one halacha, and then we'll apply it to the Rif. On page 2 of the Zeicher Yitzchak, he explains the Ravina Chananel we learned about last week about a gershin is gayek shul mohul. Ravina Chananel said that also lovo bakol ubonov kishem. Right? He's not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. This guy, Shumo, you can't do bris mila on him. So you do a hatofa stam bris, but ain lo takono lovo bakol. He cannot marry a Bas Yisrael, but his children are shame. The Ran asked the Kasha on that shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. And so the Zeicher Yitzchak wants to explain, very bechidish, the madamila ma'akeves hura kishiyesh orlo. Kan she'ein orlo eino ma'akeves, v'achtechosa lo hatahara mishum dekvar hoya posul kemo tvila. L'zeh, Ki Yisrael hu rak she'oso lovo bakol, avol bonav kishem divivno lo harav sul klal. He wants to explain that the geiris is going to work on a nisgayek shu mohu because with hatoves dambris, because he didn't have an orla, so that's not going to be ma'akiv the geiris. He's going to become a Yisrael. However, since there was no mila done, so mila, just like tvila, is mitaher from the tumas akum, from that psul, which allows him to marry a bas Yisrael. So too, mila also plays that role. Mila also is mitaher from that psul, from that tumas akum, to allow him to marry a bas Yisrael. And over here, he couldn't do a mila. So therefore, he can't. He had that psul of akum, right? That even though the geirus is a valid geirus, but there's a separate halacha that tumas akum, that psul akum, does not allow him to marry a bas Yisrael. And by a gersh in Iskai Shumo, you can't take off that psul. So therefore, he's not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. But his child, right? If he has a child from a bas Yisrael, right? He went ahead and he had beer with a bas Yisrael, and he had a child from him. That child never was a goy. That child was born as a Jew. So he never had that psul, that tumas akum, on him. So that's why the child is going to be kosher. So we have a very similar distinction that the Rif is making, that the Rif is making over here. If you're toivel, but without a desdin, the tvila is a valid tvila. The geiris is going to be chal, but lechatchila he's not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. But the child that he has b'di'eved will be kosher. Right? So possibly, I mean, this is taking it one step further, is that the tvila of geiris accomplishes two things: the geiris itself, and also removing the psul, the tumas akum, so that he would be allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. So the tvila, if he goes ahead and he's tovel without a bezdin, so the tvila is a tvila of geirus, because he was mekabel before. He was mekabel before to be tovel. He was mekabel mitzvahs in front of a bezdin. He was mekabel in front of a bezdin to be tovel. But as far as the tvila being effective to remove the psul akum, right? So the Rif held that you would need a tefillah in front of a bezdin. Bezdin is required. Bezdins are tefillah in front of a bezdin is required to remove that tumas akum, to allow him to marry a bas Yisrael. And since that tumas akum was not removed, right? So it was not removed, so therefore he cannot marry a bas Yisrael. But his child doesn't have, the child that he has, who was never an akum, he doesn't have that psul, and therefore he is going to be kosher, a full-fledged Yisrael. It's a chiddush, it's a very big chiddush, but possibly that would be an explanation. But lemaisa, bottom line, what we have in the shita of the Rif, right? The shita of the Rif is that two different explanations that the Rishonim give for the Rif. We have the Ramban and Rashba's explanation that the Rif is saying that milo tovlo l'nidusa is the geirus. There was no bezdin there, but there was a kabbalah beforehand in the bezdin to do the mila utvila. And then you don't. Then the bezdin is not going to be ma'akev in the geirus, even though in the tvila. And then we have the meiri and the bach that they learn to reflect the Rambam. That basically it's cheskas hanhoga, right? That's what the Gemara is talking about. But according to the Meiri and the Bach in the Rif, there's an absolute requirement that the tefillah be done in front of Bezin. The tefillah has to be l'shem gerus, has to be done in front of Bezin. The Gemara Mila Tovla L'Nidusa Mila Tovla L'Kirio is only a proof that there had been a gerus before. There had been a valid gerus. So that's the machlokes, how to learn the Rif. The Torah, the Meiri, the Bach points out that the Torah learns pshat in the Rif like the Ramban. That it's the tefillah's nidus itself was the act of games. But we're going to come back to this Torah. There's a lot in the Torah and the Beis Yosef and the Bach. We'll come back to it. But this is the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. And tomorrow we'll continue. We'll do the Meiri and we'll continue with this Inyan. And tomorrow we're going to discuss Tvila, Eimat Bilin Ger Balayla. The whole Inyan of Laila, Tchilas Din, Gemar Din. Okay, so that will be for.